Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy. It's Wednesday, I think, the 2nd of May. And I've got a bit of a backlog of other boos to listen to. But I did listen to R2 UK's boo about the difficulties of leaving a child in the morning to go to work when that child really doesn't want you to go. And I know that feeling very well. My little boy has been quite poorly recently. Nothing serious, just a really bad heavy cold and chesty cough and a bit of asthma. But he's sort of reverted in a way to sort of more clingy, younger version of himself. And so every morning we've had a bit of a difficulty getting me out the front door, sobbing and clinging onto me some mornings, other mornings, trying to persuade me to stay. I don't want you to go, he says, and we explain to him that I have to go, and that if I don't go, that we won't have any money to buy toys or food or you know, stay in our house. And he says, oh, I don't want toys, I don't want food, I just want you to stay, you know. And then when I speak to him on the phone at lunchtime, I'm asked when I'm coming back, and I'm told that he doesn't like Daddy, he wants me, and all of this sort of thing. So it's really hard, and it's been hard for a long time, actually. I mean, you know, not every day, but we've had spells of this, and either when he's ill or whatever. And I did talk to my sister Lucy about it and said how hard it was. And she said, well, is he pleased to see you when you get home in the evening? And I said, yes. And she said, well, that's some consolation then, isn't it? I suppose it is, really. So we're lucky that that my husband is providing most of the childcare. So I know that my son is well looked after when I'm not there. But it's still very hard, and especially when, you know, work is not the best of fun at the moment. Some changes are being implemented, and, you know, very few people are happy with that. And so there's all the aggro that goes with that, and, you know, and efficiency savings, you know, the usual things, nothing beyond the realm of normal, but still quite wearing. And you just think, ah. But, you know, in many ways I'm very, very lucky to have a job which is interesting and, you know, doesn't get stale. And, you know, I'm aware that I'm very lucky to have that and to be a mother as well. And, you know, I do mostly feel grateful for that. And I wouldn't be without having my little boy, you know, even though life would be more straightforward in the mornings without that to contend with. So anyway, almost out of time, so I'll leave it at that. Bye.